know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, so let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's even better than coming from live from Browns headquarters in Berea. We are live in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs with a big show for you here today. We will be joined by our own Andrew Gribble at 2 p.m. Eastern to talk about all the things he's been writing about, all the things he's seen and heard here in his 2 days in Indianapolis. Ray Farmer, the general manager of the Browns, will be live with us for a one-on-one at 2:30 p.m. And we'll also replay Mike Pettine's press conference from yesterday at about 1:15 p.m. Now we know, and we'll also hear sound from Ray Farmer's press conference that took place at about 10:30 this morning. He led off with an apology for TechScape, said it is on him. He apologized to the Browns fans. He said he has been humbled from the experience. He has learned from the experience and won't do it again. He also talked about the quarterback plan, says the team has a plan in place. They've got names, they are ranked, and they know what they want to do at that position. So we'll hear some of those highlights, and then we'll talk with the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, today again at 2:30 p.m. Matt Wilhelm is cruising right now. The booze cruise for the Buckeyes, the cure for cancer. Jason Gibbs in for him again today. Gibbs, how you doing today, bro?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
I am doing very, very well. I think this has been, it's interesting. With all the media that has been kind of negative against the Browns, walking around here at the Combine, speaking with members of the national media, not just draft people, but, you know, the NFL insiders and analysts, et cetera, from Fox, from CBS, from, of course, the NFL Network, ESPN, seems to be much more positive. I thought they all reviewed Mike Pettine's press conference yesterday as a home run. They say the guy does an absolutely phenomenal job in there. And certainly more of a positive vibe right now, I would say, about the Browns organization as a whole is what you're feeling in Indianapolis as we walk around here, mingle with the media members that are all on hand for the NFL Scouting Combine. So that's a positive thing today. And in terms, in light of those press conferences, and again, 1:15, we will hear Mike Pettine's yesterday. What's your biggest takeaway from Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine's pressers today? You've now heard from three of the Browns' big four, Haslam, Farmer, and Pettine. Do you feel better about this organization and where it's headed? Are you still down on this team? And give us a reason why. And where is the team going at quarterback, in your opinion? Where would you like to see them go at quarterback? And I'll have some thoughts on that as I talked to a lot of people here. But it is good. I can say with a lot of confidence that generally speaking, the perception of the quote-unquote reported dysfunction seems to be going away. The members of the media that I've spoken with here think that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, they've got continuity. That's good. Adam Kaplan noted to me earlier today, he said, listen, they were kind of thrown together in a shotgun wedding. It was very untraditional. They had some things they needed to work out, and they said that summit was a very progressive, very smart thing to do when everybody went down to Florida, and that was, of course, Jimmy Haslam, Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, Alex Shiner, and Sashi Brown, and that was going to be a very positive, productive thing, and from talking to those guys, it has been very positive and very productive for the Browns. So I think it'll be interesting to see if the fans feel that way, but I can tell you that the members of the media I've spoken with here in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine certainly do feel that the Browns are actually on a better path. The one thing that hangs large, though, over everything is the talk of Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, boy, is that the hot spot. I mean, Mike Pettine yesterday didn't even get a question asked to him about Josh Gordon. Does that tell you anything? 15 minutes worth of, you know, is there harmony in Berea? Is the Browns organization all on the same page? And then there was Johnny Manziel, and I thought he and Ray handled things as well as they could. I mean, they're not going to commit to him being the starting quarterback. All options are on the table. Ray Farmer said it earlier today. Even when someone asked, would you be willing to package your two first-rounders and move up? Maybe that's a smokescreen. Maybe it's not. But I feel like the orders are from the top. Go get a quarterback that can help us win football games.
So I interviewed today a bunch of people, a bunch of draft experts, Joel Klatt from Fox, talked to Daniel Jeremiah, Charles Davis from the NFL, And, you know, I asked, I said, do you think are either of the quarterbacks, Winston or Mariota, are they worth mortgaging your draft for and maybe first-round picks over multiple years? Not a single one of them said that they thought that they were. Not a single one of them. So I don't think this is the year to pull a move like that. I think if you look at the Washington Redskins, they probably regret what ended up happening in that trade with St. Louis. So I don't think this is the year to do it. I think you're going to see the Browns either try to address this via free agency. I think trade is certainly a possibility. And the names that, you know, kind of keep getting bandied about when you hear trade, you still hear Kirk Cousins. You still hear, of course, Nick Foles. But Mike Glennon, that name won't go away. Many people thought Lovie Smith, when addressing Glennon, saying he's the starter that they want to go forward with, thought that he was just trying to drive up the trade value for Mike Glennon. Adam Kaplan noted to me, and we'll have that interview either today on the show or tomorrow, that, you know, when you hear what John DeFilippo wants to do in this offense, a lot of the 5-7-step drops, play action, throwing the ball down the field, it fits Mike Glennon very well. So I thought that was interesting to note. Also, multiple people here have confirmed to me that the Browns will kick the tires on Josh McCown and at least bring him in for a meeting or a visit at some point.
I think that's good. That's called doing due diligence and taking care of business. Did you hear Bruce Arians earlier today?
I did not.
All right, so, and I've got the cut ready to go. I'm going to play it for you. Bruce Arians was asked, pro system versus college system, are these outdated concepts when looking at quarterbacks? Here's what he had to say.
So many times you're evaluating a quarterback who's never called a play in a huddle and never used a snap count. They hold up a card on the sideline and he kicks his foot and throws the ball. That ain't playing quarterback. There's no leadership involved there. Now, there might be leadership on the bench, but when you get them now and you give them verbiage and they have to spit the verbiage out, use a snap count, change a snap count, they're light years behind. Light years behind.
Yeah, that, listen, that doesn't surprise me.
I mean,
makes a lot of sense.
That's not a good reflection on Marcus Mariota.
Well, I think Marcus Mariota is going to face a lot of the hurdles that Johnny Manziel faced from a tactical standpoint. But from a physical standpoint, he doesn't have those. Big, strong, fast guy. Off the field, he certainly doesn't have those. But in terms of a tactical standpoint, yeah, he's going to face some of those same hurdles. Brett Hundley's going to face some of those similar hurdles coming out of UCLA. Bryce Petty coming out of Baylor, and he's not the athlete that either of those guys are. So, yes, I think there is a big difference between that. And it was interesting. People have said to me that, you know, keep an eye on Sean Mannion out of Oregon State. Didn't play well at the Senior Bowl, didn't throw the ball well at the Senior Bowl. Wasn't that impressive, but has absolutely operated a pro-style offense, has the big body, has the big arm, and that they think he could be somebody with a strong combine that could be a riser on draft boards because of the point that Bruce Arians was trying to make. I think it also speaks to the fact that, listen, you got Johnny Manziel right now. He's got personal issues. He had on-the-field issues as well with the adaptation that Bruce Arians was hinting at there. That's why I think the Browns are going to bring in at least one veteran. They might bring in two veterans, and they might do one, a younger veteran via a trade perhaps, and then an older veteran like perhaps a Josh McCown or bringing back a Brian Hoyer to also be there. I think that the Browns are going to add two quarterbacks to their stable, and they could do it via free agency and trade and the draft as well. But I think to look for multiple assets to be added, that's certainly seems to be consensus here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, they need a quarterback. And right now they've got Johnny Manziel, who's in rehab, and they've got Connor Shaw. Those are the two guys they have under contract. Bring me five or six quarterbacks if you want to. I don't care. Bring me guys that you think can impact this football team. That's all I care about. And that was the one takeaway that I had from listening yesterday and today, is that those guys seem committed. They know what they have to do. We're not talking O-line. We're not talking D-line. We're not talking tight ends. We're not talking any of that stuff. We're talking quarterback. And at least you got to give them credit for knowing where the problem is and what they need to do, because right now they don't have a quarterback per se.
Because it is the key position to success in the National Football League. Look at every playoff team. We've talked about this ad nauseum. Until the Browns get the quarterback position right, the Browns are not going to be a consistent winning franchise. Again, the easiest path to that is still Johnny Manziel. That is the cheapest. They have him under contract for four more seasons. That is the easiest and cheapest path to the success at the quarterback position. But he's got to clean it up off the field before we can even talk about him cleaning it up on the field. And he's got work to do on the field, as we noted. And certainly it builds off of the comment from Bruce Arians that you played earlier. I will say that it is much more positive here about the Browns. Peter Schrager from Fox saying, He thinks the story of dysfunction in Cleveland is the most overblown story he's ever heard of in football, at least this offseason. Now, everybody, as we talked about, did talk about Johnny. It is interesting. Nobody's really brought up Josh Gordon other than to say, you know, given his issues, clearly you still need to address the wide receiver position. I think, and Ray Farmer today said, listen, everything could be a smokescreen. This could be a smokescreen when I say I don't want to draft a wide receiver. I go back to the people who say he would never draft a wide receiver. I go back to that and say, don't you remember his press conference after the draft when he said who he would have taken had the Browns stayed at number four? It was Sammy Watkins. So obviously he's not afraid to draft a wide receiver.
Saying the right things, got to do the right things. And I know you took a gamble on Johnny Manziel. You took a gamble on Justin Gilbert. I was intrigued, and we'll hear from Mike Pettine coming up here in just a couple minutes. But, you know, the whole – he and Farmer both talking about some issues with Gilbert that have cropped up. And Farmer said, I'm not worried about him. I think we'll get him figured out. That was a little disturbing to me, and that was a red flag. A lot of reporters looking at some issues going on with Justin Gilbert here.
And those have not been fleshed out.
No, yet. Not at all. And I just – I'm a little concerned about that. And I know we want to talk about how good the draft was, but you got to hit on the first rounders. And you got two more this year. If Gilbert comes around, which I think he will, then you're going to be in good shape. But I'm not sure about Johnny Manziel yet, in which case you've got to hit on these two coming up here in about 3 months.
You do, and that's going to be critical to the success of this Browns team continuing to build through the draft. I talked with Daniel Jeremiah earlier today, and hopefully we'll have that on tomorrow's show. And he said that he certainly feels very comfortable that Justin Gilbert, if whatever these issues are, get resolved, will turn into a very, very good corner. He said, and listen, most evaluations are two-year projections. Year one was not where you wanted it to be, but they feel very confident that in year number two, you're going to see a significant leap from Justin Gilbert. And I believe that to be true as well. Physically, you saw the talent on display in that Indy game. It's going to be about learning to be a professional. If he did have some issue that we didn't know about that was affecting him, then, you know, hopefully that issue goes away and he will be in certainly better shape and a better position to succeed in his second season.
What did you take away from yesterday and today so far?
I took away Mike Pettine's phenomenal with the media.
He's
fantastic. Home run, and everybody here talks about just how great he is, how honest he is, how blunt he is. I thought that, you know, he said, again, all the right things, was honest. I liked that he said something that I've been saying, which I know people say, well, he signs your checks too. So they're saying that about Mike Pettine as well. But he went out of his way to say that Jimmy Haslam is not a meddling owner and that the perception of that and the reports of that are totally inaccurate. And that's not something that he had to do. He wasn't asked about it. He wanted to make it clear and make it known that from his standpoint, that is not what Jimmy Haslam does. And I thought that that was something that was very important that came out of that as well. The plan for a quarterback, the focus on the quarterback was key. And Ray Farmer saying that, yes, we have a plan. We got a list. Obviously, you'd expect that to be the case. They've got the names on it and that they are ready to make a move and aggressively attack this quarterback position as they see fit to make sure that ultimately they get what they need out of it.
Again, you're saying the right things. You got to do the right things. You got to show me. And I think that's where Browns fans are today. You know, hey, I appreciate you coming forward and talking. Ray Farmer, I appreciate the apology. Now go show me. You know, go put together what you say you want to put together. And let's go out there and let's win some football games.
I think it's – you know what? Honestly, I like the fact that it's kind of created a little bit of an us against the world mentality with these guys. I think that that's good. I think that the Browns are hunkering down. They're battening down the hatches.
And that's what Belichick does.
And it's perfect. That's exactly what they need to do. Ray Farmer knows talent. He's a very good talent evaluator. He is going to be doing a lot of that this year. They're going to give him the opportunity to just go out there. I think people are going to kind of know their roles, know their lanes a little bit better. Ray's got his scouting department in place. He said they're light years ahead, and we'll talk with him, again, the Browns general manager, live on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford at 2:30 today. And he says they're light years ahead of their preparation for the draft where they were a year ago. He was thrust into it late into the game. He had to just kind of jump into it. And this year he's going to have the opportunity, I think, to really be prepared. And they've got a pretty good idea of where they're going to go. We'll get a taste of, you know, what he thinks about the combine, where the value comes in that and what he's looking to do here again at 2:30 today.
Well, and that's the key point right there. It's year two for these guys. You know, Mike Pettine's got his head above the water now, whereas maybe last year at times he didn't because of being a first-year head coach and everything going on. And Ray Farmer, first year last year, literally I mean, was thrust into things 2 weeks before the combine. And, you know, it wasn't all of his people, and it wasn't his philosophy necessarily. It was, what do I have to do right now to make us the most prepared we can be for the draft? Maybe it's not what I want, but it has to work somehow, some way, where we're all on the same page come the last week in April, first week in May. Now you've got a whole off season with these guys. They have their first season under their belts, and now let's see what they can do here in this off season.
Yeah, you're going to do that. We've also heard Mike Pettine talk about, you know, wanting to shore up the defensive line. And listen, I think they know their needs. They know the areas that they've got to attack, the areas that they've got to improve. Wide receiver is certainly one. If the media has a draft pick, I can tell you this. The national media, they are drafting a wide receiver at 12 or 19 for the Cleveland Browns. Be interested to see if Ray Farmer does that. But you're right, the time for talk. And listen, that's what we're saying about Johnny Manziel as well. Talk is over. It's time for action. That's what we certainly need to see happen. We need time for action, and that's what the Browns hopefully are going to provide to us in 2015. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, who addressed the media yesterday at the NFL Combine. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs, in for Matt Wilhelm with you till 3 p.m.